الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eidars.com.
ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أستغفر الله العظيم. أستغفر الله العظيم. أستغفر الله العظيم.
بعده ولا أمة بعد أمتي ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, in last week's talk we spoke about the benefits and the virtue of the month of Ramadan. Today I would like to speak on the benefits and the virtue of fasting. Many people would say that the two are synonymous, fasting and Ramadan. But in reality they are not, they are two different entities. In what way? One is the blessedness of the month of Ramadan. Allah has chosen this blessed month for the obligation of fasting. Some might say that practically it doesn't make a difference, but it does make a slight difference. In this sense, that even if a person for some reason has a valid reason not to fast, the blessedness still remains for him. It is not as if because he cannot keep fast for a valid reason, he is sick, he is a sugar patient or whatever, and therefore Ramadan is no more so appealing to him. The blessedness still remains for him. And another aspect to show the difference between the two is that even if a person has a valid reason for not fasting, he is not allowed to eat in public to show dignity to them, although he's got a valid reason. From a Shari point of view, he is not obliged to fast. But the blessedness of the month demands that he still shows honor and dignity to the month. So therefore, Allah Ta'ala has said in the Quran, Shahru Ramadan, Allah has made mention about the benefits and one of the virtue of Ramadan. And Allah Ta'ala says, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرُ, whoever finds the month, let him fast. Now why has Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has made fasting compulsory upon us? I would like to make mention of some of the reasons in today's talk. Firstly, the fasting creates a greater awareness of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So one of the reasons why we fast is a greater awareness of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Because many a times a person is thirsty, it's a hot day, and he has the opportunity to drink a cold glass of water which is appealing, but what keeps him away from it? That Allah Ta'ala is watching me. And the awareness of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is increased. So one of the reasons why we fast is awareness of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala comes into our mind, comes into our heart. So the first reason, amongst the other reasons, is awareness of Almighty Allah. The second reason that we fast is, Allah Ta'ala has made mention of this reason in the second supara of the Quran. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. O believers, Allah has made fasting compulsory upon you, the way He has made it compulsory upon the people of the past. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may gain taqwa. Many examples have been given with regard to taqwa. One of the meanings is self-restraint, to restrain your nafs and your desire. Because our nafs and our desire is such that if left alone, it goes towards evil. Allah has made mention of the incident and the statement of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam in the Quran, Inna nafs la'ammaratum bisu. My nafs will lead me towards evil. My own desires, if left alone without restraint, will lead me towards doing something which is wrong. Because therefore we need self-restraint and we need a restriction. And fasting puts a restriction which causes a decrease in our desires. And no one can say my desire has been completely annihilated. Or my desires and my nafs and my is all completely destroyed. I don't do any evil. Because, you know, Hazrat Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullah Alayhi has made mention of an incident. I think I made mention of it previously. That people were harvesting sugarcane. And when they were harvesting sugarcane, they found a stray snake and they beat it up. To the extent that they thought it was dead. And they left it. The snake got mixed up in the sugarcane, and when it was brought into the home, the heat of the home, and then all of a sudden, that particular snake got some sort of energy, power, and it tried to bite the hand of someone. It tried to bite the hand and injure someone. So Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullah Alayhi makes mention of this incident, and he says, that is our nafs. Even if a person is very pious, and he thinks that, no, my nafs is under control, that nafs is like a snake. It can any time can come to lead you astray. Or even sometimes a person say, what do I take you? I'm old. I got no desires towards things. Don't ever say that. Because that desire is still deep down. It can still come one day to bite you. Just as is in this incident. Now normally, you know, we must keep in mind that yes, people when they get old, they do have decrease in desire. There's no doubt about it. But our ulama have said, like, you know, even you say, like, for example, you see a truck. When a truck goes slower than a car, right? But for a truck to stop is more difficult than a car to stop. So an elderly person might have less desire, but he also has a lesser degree to stop that desire also. So no one must be feel that, no, I don't need this. My desires are all okay. No. Each and every person's desire has the potential to lead him astray. And in our Ramadan, we put a brake on our desire. We put a brake. How do we put a brake? We put a brake that Allah Ta'ala teaches us, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala disciplines us not to eat things which are halal. So we don't eat, we don't drink water which is halal for us to drink. We don't get involved in a conjugal relationship with our wife, which normally the hadith says is sadaqah. Nabi Al-Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said to eat for the sake of strength is a good thing. We don't eat because to discipline ourselves. And what is amazing is, even if someone were to give us a glass of zamzam water to drink while we are fasting, although Nabi Al-Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said to drink zamzam water in abundance is a sign of iman. And not to drink is a sign of hypocrisy. But we won't drink because we are keeping fast. Now, why do we do this? We discipline ourselves. So when you have learned to discipline yourself, to stay away from things which are not only halal, not only permitted, but in reality it is also encouraged, then we learn to stay away after Ramadan from things which are haram. And you ask yourself the question, when you have disciplined yourself to stay away from Zamzam, because it is a command of Allah, why can't you stay away from ghibat? Why can't you stay away from backbiting? Why can't you stay away from lies? Why can't you stay away from cheating? Why can't you stay away from zina? When Allah in Ramadan disciplines you to even stay away from Zamzam, why can't you stay away from zina? And therefore, this is what Allah Ta'ala says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that we learn self-restraint. The second reason amongst other reasons why we fast. The third reason, through the means of fasting, we learn submission. Submission to the will of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is perhaps the cornerstone of our whole deen. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ دِينًا مِمَّنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ. Whose deen is better than the one who submits to the commands and the will of Allah? Whose deen is better? Allah Ta'ala, when He makes mention of perhaps the greatest sacrifice in human history, when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam went out to slaughter and sacrifice Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, when Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran gives it a demonstration and gives that particular act a verbal definition, Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا. when they both submitted to the will of Allah, then Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was prepared to sacrifice. Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam was prepared to be sacrificed. If they would have left it to the intellect, if they would have left it to common sense, the way you and I sometimes say, they would never have been able to do that, and it would have never have been commemorated by Muslims every year till the day of Qiyamah. But Allah Ta'ala, when He makes mention of this, what He says? They submitted to the will of Allah. They submitted to the command of Allah. Now in fasting also we submit. Thus, no one can come and say that, you know, Seri is 4:30, I stopped eating 4 o'clock, therefore I'm going to break my fast half an hour earlier. It's not a matter of you fasting for so many hours. It's a matter of you fasting according to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even if you finish your seri 12 o'clock, you have to start off your iftar at the time of maghrib. Why? We learn to submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Third reason we do is submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fourth reason, why do we fast? Mujahada and struggle. There is no doubt that one of the greatest qualities that we need to abide by the commands of Allah and to stay away from things that are wrong is to strive, sacrifice. Allah has made mention with regard to sacrifice. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. He who strives in my path, I open up doors of hidayat. I open up doors of guidance for him and for others through the means of sacrifice. Now, there is no doubt that in fasting we sacrifice. There is mujahada. The nafs wants to do something else, but you go against the nafs. And there is sacrifice. And of course, this particular sacrifice to abide by the command of Allah is supposed to come in good stead for us when we want to do other good deeds. Fajr ke namaz ke liye utna ho. And we find it difficult. The mujahad, it will teach us that we must get up for Fajr namaz. Why? We have learned to make mujahada. We have learned to sacrifice in Ramadan. We have learned to fast. And in fast there is sacrifice. And this is what Nabi Kareem Sallallahu had said, huwa shahru sabr. It is a month of patience. It is a month of patience. And what is the meaning of patience? Patience means steadfastness in avoiding sin when we are tempted to do so. We are tempted to do sin. And the temptation is great, but we avoid it. That is sabr. Or persistence in doing good deeds even when it is difficult. So we make israr, we do good deeds even if it is difficult. So that is sabr. So the fourth reason we fast is with the intention of building mujahada and striving within us so that we can comply with the commands of Allah Ta'ala more easily. Fourth. The fifth reason why we fast. The fifth reason why we fast is to put into our life compassion for other people. Now you and I, unfortunately, that is the fact, we are living in a very selfish world. And after Ramadan come, it is so easy when you are, you know, having 3 square meals a day, you got a beautiful home, you are going vacation every year, the thought of the poor hardly ever comes into our mind. In fact, there is a certain degree of disdain to the poor. When we see people who can struggle to, we can't identify with them. So we look down upon them. And we will start sometimes making type of statements, man. Why don't they work? Or why don't they do this? Why don't they do that? And sometimes we don't know their position. They might have tried and they might not have succeeded. So there's a certain degree of disdain that comes into our life because of the selfishness and because of the comfortable life that many of us are living. Not all. So in Ramadan, we change that. All of a sudden, we realize that no, it is difficult to stay away from food and drink. It is not easy. Now we are doing it because it is the command of Allah, because we are obliged to do so. But there are other people who, not out of choice, but because of poor circumstances, have to go through this on a daily basis. So what happens? Compassion for the people who are poor. Compassion for the people who are hungry. That is the fourth reason we fast, so that we can gain compassion for the people who are poor. And wallah, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, كَتَبَ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ I have made compassion compulsory upon me. There is no force upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah in Surah An'am says, I have made mercy compulsory upon me. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, it is written on the arsh of Allah, إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي غَلَبَتْ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ سَبَقَتْ غَلَبِي My rahmat supersedes and overwhelms my anger and my wrath. So the fourth reason why we fast? It is compassion. That is with regard to showing compassion to people. Then another reason why we fast, I think this is the fourth reason, to identify with the downtrodden. One is compassion, and then the second is to identify with them. Allah in Surah Kahf tells Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِّي Make sabr and be in the company of those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if they are poor. Be in the company of people who remember Allah. وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَخْفَلْنَا وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا And do not follow and do not cast your gazes beyond them to people تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا They're only worried about the material world and the adornments of this material world. And they're only worried to fulfill their desire. Look at them, don't sit with them as much as what you sit with people who, although they are poor, but they remember Allah. Wasbir. Nabi Sallallahu command, wasbir, be with them. So in Ramadan, we identify with them and we force ourselves to identify with them. The sixth reason why we fast. Then, the seventh reason why we fast. This is now becoming more towards Allah Ta'ala's rewards with regard to us. Every ibadat, with the exception of fast, has a possibility of doing it for name and fame. So you can give zakat, people will call you generous. And you can read salat, people will call you namazi or pious. Bought namaz per time. Right? So you can do that for the sake of name and fame. You can go for hajj, people will call haji sahab, hajj ke liye gya. Right? All of that you can do. But wallah, when a person keeps fast, there is not an iota of name and fame. Because 12-hour period, he can go and drink water, no one will know about it. There is absolutely no name and fame with regard to Sir Roza. Whenever a person keeps fast, and he's steadfast upon it, it is solely for the sake of Allah, and there is no doubt with regard to his sincerity. Seventh, our ulama have said, every ibadat, there is some sort of physical joy in it. There is some sort of physical joy in it. There is some sort of physical. So when you give charity, you feel good. When you read namaz, physically you feel good. There is no doubt about it. When people who enjoy namaz know that physically you feel good. In roza and fasting, there is no physical enjoyment. In fact, there is physical discomfort. So you are having physical discomfort for what? For the sake of greater spiritual benefit. So in every other act of ibadah, there is a physical enjoyment. Whereas roza, there is no physical enjoyment, there is physical discomfort for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the seventh. Eighth reason. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran has referred our other acts of ibadah to ourselves. وَلَا تَجْهَرْ بِصَلَاتِكَ Don't make your namaz. What Allah says? Your namaz. Your salat very loud. Allah Ta'ala in another place in the Holy Quran says, your charity. So Allah in the Quran and Hadith has referred other acts of ibadah to ourselves. وَلَا تَجْهَرْ بِصَلَاتِكَ But Allah Ta'ala and our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whenever he referred roza, never referred it to ourselves. Referred it to Allah. And therefore Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, أَصَوْمُ لِي Fasting is for me. It's not for you. Asawmu li. So is for me. The ninth reason why we fast is all other ibadats, all other worships Allah has specified rewards with regard to it. Whoever goes for Hajj, he will return back as he is completely innocent from all sins. Salat, you will find many rewards Allah has mentioned with regard to it. But when it came to Roza and fasting, Allah didn't specify the reward. Allah said, no, I can't specify the reward. Why? Then we come to the 10th reason. The 10th reason is, Kiraman Katibin, when they write all other ibadat, they write, he recited two suparas of the Quran. Or he made 20 rakats of nafil namaz. Because it is something that you can identify with, and it is something that you can see, it is a positive ibadat, something that you can see and you can record. So a person read 10 rakats of Tarawih, 20 rakats, they can write, he read so much Tarawih. But how do you record something where you don't do nothing? In Roza, you're not doing something, you're staying away from something. So how do you record it? It comes in a hadith that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, when a person started fasting, the Kiraman Katibin, the angels who record our deeds, they went to Allah and said, oh Allah, how do we record this? How do we record fasting? How do we record it? There is nothing a person does. He does two rakats namaz, we can record. How do we record fasting? It comes in a hadith that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala tells them, don't record it. You don't have the ability to record it. Leave it to me. I will reward my banda. I will reward my servant. You don't have the capacity to reward him. You don't have the capacity to write it. So therefore, leave it to me. Ana adzibi, I will reward him myself. Or in one narration, it is read, I become the reward of the person who keeps fast. I become the reward of the person who keeps fast. Tilka asharatun kamila. These are 10 amongst many other reasons why we fast. So when we are fasting in the month of Ramadan, and there are some days that might be hot, or there are some days that we find the pangs of hunger and thirst little more, let us keep in mind these 10 amongst many other reasons where Allah has made it, and then let us do this ibadat with love and pleasure so that we can come closer towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika.